You are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope, the station that cares for you. It comes to you every Wednesday.
The program that brings you everlasting lives and draw you closer to God.
In our program for tonight, you will be listening to the Word of God and some health talks.
And music will be flowing within our program. Stay tuned.
For more information about our programs, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us at Messages of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823 Arua, Uganda, or 247 Juba, Sudan.
For more, and just listen to this beautiful music.
Amen.
Let us prepare ourselves to listen to some health talks.
We have another disease which is called pneumonia. What does it mean? Pneumonia doesn't instill the fear in people. It once did, but pneumonia is still a serious disease. It often results in toxemia or the spreading of poison through the body. It affects our lungs, and we cannot live without the continuous functioning of our lungs. The tiny air sacs must be able to fill with air as we breathe, so that oxygen can be sent into the blood and carried to the rest of the body. If the little air sacs fills with fluid, oxygen cannot enter the body. If the infection is widespread enough, death can result. Now we can see how dangerous this disease is. One can easily lose his life because of that. Because when our body can only function when the rest of the organs are functioning. For example, the lungs we have been talking about, the lung is having a problem. Someone can easily lose their life. These are the diseases which can easily affect the lungs, and we end up losing our life. So we need to take care of our health. We see that our health is okay so that we avoid other diseases. For example, the pneumonia disease. Germs and viruses are identified by the part of the lungs they attack. When a certain lobe or lung is involved, it's called labor pneumonia when the infection is scattered through the lungs and involves the tissue closely related to the bronchi. It may be called bronchi pneumonia. So that's one type of pneumonia disease. The most common pneumonia is called bacterial pneumonia. Symptoms include fever, weaknesses, and the rapid breathing. Patients often cough up large quantities of thick sputum. You can see how dangerous this disease is. It affects our health. We can see the symptoms are fever, weaknesses, and rapid breathing. Someone tends to breathe at a high speed. That's a symptom of pneumonia. Once you have someone at home breathing at a high speed, then you need to know that the person is suffering from pneumonia disease and you need to hurry straight to the hospital so that he or she can be helped. Since the advent of antibiotic, pneumonia is so long one of the major killers. Most germs, especially those causing bacterial pneumonia, are made harmless by antibiotics. If you cannot afford going to see a doctor or what, you can just simply go to the pharmacies or anywhere you'll be able to buy the antibiotics so that the patient be able to take them and will be able to cure from that disease, since it's a dangerous disease. Once a person has pneumonia, it's important that laboratory tests be done quickly. When the physician knows which germs are causing the infection, he can decide whether to use antibiotics. Pneumonia needs a doctor's intensive and appropriate therapy at once. Both bacteria and viral pneumonia are treated with bed rest, sufficient fluids, and inadequate diet and other supportive care. So someone suffering from pneumonia must have well-balanced diet so that he is able to recover. And we need to give such a person a lot of fluids. For example, you can give for the person passion fruit juice, mango juice, all those you can give for the person so that he is able to recover from that. And we need to take such people to the doctor so that the doctor may carry out a laboratory test to find out what kind of germs is the person is suffering from, since we have other types of pneumonia. So the doctor will be able to know what kind of pneumonia the person is suffering from.
Thank you, the speaker.
Here is good news for you. We have a free Bible Correspondence School that offers courses on basic health, steps to Christ, Bible discovery, the book of Daniel, and the Revelation, and a personal Bible study guide.
Therefore, to get these courses, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us, Message of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda.
It is right time to listen to the Word of God.
I welcome you again this evening in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we are going to discuss this evening, our topic for this evening is red poppies and pink seeds. Our scripture for this evening will base on John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. This evening, we are going to talk about marriage. I would like to begin with this advice. Don't give up on your marriage. More than likely, you don't need a new marriage. No one is perfect, you know. Even if, not even you. You may say, well, my spouse, I know she's not perfect. How about you? During this sermon, I don't want you to think of your spouse. Forget about all. I want you to think about you. Think of yourself. I'm preaching to you because you are the one. Now, if you are doing something that makes your marriage absolutely bad, then you need to stop it. And you can control that with the power of Jesus Christ. We didn't run out and get a new model. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we used to blame each other, more especially the men. We do blame our wives that my spouse can do this. She's ever like this. She don't love me. She goes out and come late. She ever done this, but that is out. Let's not blame each other. There is no perfection on earth. There is no perfection under the sun here. When you are wrong, we are to accept it. We are to admit that we are wrong, other than blaming each other. So you have got to have good input to get good output. No marriage run on perpetual motion. So make time to do things together. Get regular update in your marriage. From the words of God, a good working marriage takes time. Somebody recently said, you know, my spouse and I have nothing in common anymore. We have grown apart. We are like two old vehicles going down life highway, passing in the night. Our schedule don't match. I go to work at one time. My spouse goes to work at another time. You know what their problem is? They are not taking time. They have grown apart. Can trouble be fixed? Yes. What can be done? Well, each one of them has got to make time. You have got to make it a priority to make time in your schedule for the other person. Doing things together, go places together, develop some common hobbies, hang in there until you are tired, and then you can stare each other up. Is that scary to think about that you had better do something now before that time happens? If you are quick at the thought, then now is the time to do something about that. Very many marriages collapse. The reason is just simple. We are fond of blaming one another. We don't admit that we are wrong. We don't take time to share things together. We don't share our lives together. We don't renew our lives together. We thought that if one failed to understand, I better get a new one. Brothers, let me tell you, that one is not a solution at all. Instead, you are adding more problem. Whenever something has gone wrong, better get solution very quick. Sit down together, discuss the problem and find solution to it, other than looking for a new problem, other than adding another problem to the one existing before. A retired gentleman said, "My wife and I retired together not long ago. We are spending 1 hour and a half to 2 hours every morning in the Bible, and we are praying together. We are doing all the exciting things together," he said. "It is just a wonderful. We are close now than we have ever been." That is what it can be if you take time so you develop your marriage. We need to take time. We need to spend time sharing from the Word of God. We need to renew our marriage. God said that we are always one flesh. There is no need to come with a different person from outside. Things that got us united, man has no right to separate it. If you are joined together in a marriage, God has already joined you together. Who are you to disjoin what God has already joined? You don't have any right to go and look for another one. If at all there's problem, sit down, discuss it, settle it, then find solution to that problem. And a marriage is good for you. You know that. Happily married people live longer and they are healthier. A good marriage lowers the rates of cardiovascular disease. It lowers the cancer rate, your respiratory disease, and even help mental illness. However, the stress of a bad marriage can make you sick. Did you know that? So you need to work on that thing. Did you know that all the argument in bad marriage decrease your immune system? They actually do. Even they slow down wound healing. How often a husband rolls his eyes at his wife, and however often the wife rolls her eyes at her husband, depend on how often that other person need to go to the doctor. Come here to Ephesians in your Bible. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Ephesians 4 and verse 32 is a neat verse. It says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another just as Christ, God, forgave you. Be imitator of God, therefore, as dearly beloved children, and live in a life of love. We are to be kind to one another. Don't be harsh to your friend. Don't be harsh to your spouse. Don't behave like soldiers who are so rude all the time. We are the soldiers of Christ. We are to show compassionate, so kindness, so gentleness, so humility. Those are the fruit of the Spirit. We are to develop all those things in our life. Live a life of love. We are to lead a life of love in our day-to-day living. In everything that we are doing, we are to do them in love. That's what we need to do. We need to love each other. Forgive your mates when they blow it. Live a life of love, a life of forgiveness, which you can do. We are to lead a life of love, life of forgiveness, forgiving one another, admitting that we are wrong, admitting that we have gone astray. We need to turn back. Make your direction. Turn back to Christ. We are to imitate God. God has forgiven us. God has reconciled us through Christ. So we are to come back. We are to get reconciled to one another. Wherever problem may come, we should be in love. Even if it means death, we are to die in love. Somebody has said, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Don't let that happen. And don't carry grudge. Your marriage is more important than cat or bedsheet. You are to believe me. There are some people who can stay with gloomy eyes day long, right from morning, doing things just like a blind person. But the Bible doesn't allow us to do that. As Christians, we are to be exemplary. Let people take a good example from our marriage as Christians. Come over here to Mark. Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Scribes ask Jesus a question. of all the commandments, the scribe said, which is the most important? Look at this verse. What is this? Mark 12, verse 30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. So, number one commandment is love. Love God. Then he goes on in verse 31. He says, and the second is this, love your neighbor as you love yourself. There's no commandment greater than this. Love God, love your neighbor. When we are talking about our neighbor, who is the immediate neighbors? Who is the absolute closest neighbor to you? That is your spouse. We are to love them as we love ourselves. To my dismay, some people tend to kick their spouse. Some people tend to box their spouse, not knowing that you are boxing yourself, not knowing that you are kicking yourself. Because in the Bible it says that a man will leave his fathers and a mothers and will unite with his wife. Both of them will be one flesh, no longer two, but they are one flesh. So when you are kicking your wife, make sure that you are kicking yourself. When you are boxing your wife, you are to make sure that you are doing that one to your own self. And the Bible says that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our minds, with all our strength. And we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. That is the command of the Lord. We are to be submissive to one another. Husband, submit to your wife. The wife also to submit to their husband. We are to be submissive to one another so that our relationship in our marriage will last longer. May God the Father help us to develop that habit so that we should know that we are one flesh. We are no longer two, we are one. Because God has united us. What God has united, no one can disjoin it. May God bless us all.
Thank you for the word of God. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please write to us at Messages of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, or call us on telephone number 0782-710-908.
We have come to the end of our programs for tonight. You will listen to some more programs next Wednesday at the same time. May God bless you.